kind of fruit about as big as an apple, but with a thick skin like a lemon.
An orange?
Yeah. Okay. And a little red vegetable that you pull up out of the ground, maybe put in a salad.
Radish.
Okay. And kind of a round red thing that grow on a vine that you put in a salad.
Tomatoes.
Okay. And then along with your meat, you might have, what else?
Beans.
Okay. And
corn. What, do you want me to name a few then?
Yeah, why not? I'll get them quickly.
Beans, corn, potatoes, carrots, squash.
Okay. Let me see. If you're having a potato that's been put in an oven, okay, you call that what kind?
A baked potato.
Okay. And something with a strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes when you cut
it.
Okay. And a vegetable that they use to make a really good soup, like a gumbo even. You have tomatoes and...
I don't know.
Okra?
Okra, yeah.
Okay. Let me see. What kind of vegetable that comes in a big leafy head?
Lettuce.
Okay. And if you're talking about lettuce, if you have two bunches, you might say you had two
heads of lettuce.
Okay. If you're talking, though, about cattle, would you say two heads of cattle? Two heads. Two head of cattle. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that applied to children?
If I have, it'd only be in jest.
Okay.
You mean you got three head of children?
Yeah.
Maybe as jest, but not as just a general sort of thing.
Okay. You ever hear passel used with children anymore?
Passel?
Yeah.
No, never heard it, period.
Never heard it at all, okay. Let me see, beans, you mentioned beans. What kind of beans do you have around here?
Well, butter beans, string beans.
Okay. Snap beans?
Snap beans.
Green beans?
Yeah. Which would, to me, if you think green beans, you just sort of take that. To me, that's just kind of a general term that maybe would cover several different beans.
Okay. Then the tops of turnips, if you cook them, you call them?
Greens.
Yeah. Okay.
Turnips.
You don't eat stuff like that?
I like beans, but I don't like turnips and spinach and that kind of stuff.
Okay. The outside of an ear of corn, call that?
The outside?
Yeah, the green part.
The what?
The green part.
The ear?
Okay. The shuck?
Yeah, the shuck.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then the kind of corn that you serve on the cob, you call that?
I just call it corn on the cob.
Okay. Sweet corn?
The silk.
Okay. Kind of thing that springs up in the woods after it rains, that kind of umbrella shape?
Either a toadstool or a mushroom.
Okay. Things that people smoke?
Cigarettes.
And the great big ones?
Cigars.
And if somebody asks you if you can do something and you're not able to do it, you would say, well, I
can't do it.
Okay. And
hold on just a minute. I want to make a quick phone call.
Okay. Now we're back in business. Okay. Then can't do it. If you were talking about a kid who maybe got a spanking or something like that, you would say, you might say, well, I'll bet he did something he, what?
Did something he shouldn't have done.
Shouldn't have done. Did you ever use oughtn't in that context?
No, I wouldn't say oughtn't.
Okay.
But I've heard the expression, but I don't use it.
Okay.